Overseas, 1921 was a pretty crazy year. Albert Einstein started lecturing his theory of relativity and won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Insulin was being developed. The Paris Conference on Reparations from the War began. Winston Churchill became British Minister of the Colonies. This song playing was popular. Adolf Hitler was rising in the National Socialist Party while Mussolini had just won a lot of seats in Italy. And iconic perfume Chanel No. 5 was released. But in Australia, not too many mind-blowing things were happening. A few were, but not many. You have to remember that the First World War had only finished 2 and a bit years ago. So some people were partying frantically, and there was a rise in the glamorous flapper culture, even here in Australia. But soldiers were still returning from the battlefields, and when they got home, a lot of them had PTSD, or were amputees, which Australia was not equipped to deal with. So, as a pretty direct result of that, a lot of those men started turning to alcohol to make them feel a little less scarred by war. And that led to high rates of alcoholism and domestic abuse. But one woman rose from the devastation to fight for women and children affected by that domestic abuse. And she was probably the best thing to come out of 1921. It was Edith Dirksy Cowan, who was, in 1921, elected as the first female parliamentarian when she was elected in Western Australia. Now, you have to remember that although in 1902, white Australian women were among the first women in the world to vote in federal elections, they had also gotten the right to stand for election themselves. But Cowan, in 1921, was the first woman elected to any state or federal position. There wasn't a woman in the House of Representatives until 1943 with Enid Lyons. And there wasn't a woman in the lower house consistently, like every year, until 1980 onwards. There were a lot of years with one or zero women elected before that. Now, of course, these days the gender balance is much more even, particularly in the Senate. But it just shows you how brilliant this woman was to be elected. Cowan was defeated after just one term in office, but she was a fierce advocate for women and children and a highly qualified member of parliament. It is impossible to list all of her achievements here, because she had so many. But she had become a Justice of the Children's Court in 1915 and was prominent in the Western Australian women's suffrage movement. And these days, you can see her face on our $50 bill. In fact, women entering government might have been the beginning of a worldwide movement in 1921, however small. Because in the same year, just a few months after Cowan, Alice Mary Robertson became the first congresswoman to preside over the floor of the US House of Representatives. Another thing to come out of 1921 was the official foundation of the Royal Australian Air Force.
The decisive role of air power in the final stages of the war demonstrated the need for an independent air defence service. In 1921, the Royal Australian Air Force was established. Great Britain donated 128 aircraft to the new Air Force to replace those supplied by Australia for World War I. One of the RAAF's initial tasks was to survey the Australian coastline for defence from the air.
The RAAF is the second oldest independent air force in the world. Other than Cowan and the RAAF, 1921 was a pretty standard and uneventful year. Essendon and Mascot airports opened, the first circumnavigation of Australia by air was completed, and Bert Hinkler set a new flying record for doing the journey between Sydney and Bundaberg in 8 hours and 40 minutes. I realise that a lot of the news from that year was aviation related, so I am wondering if that is going to happen to us again next year. So, here we are. We're just about to finish up with 2020 and move into 2021. 100 years ago, we were recovering from war, electing our first woman to government, and learning to fly. Today, our news headlines are dominated by a global pandemic and how well we fared compared to other countries, thanks to our strenuous efforts to beat the virus. The end of the pandemic seems to be in sight, but 2021 might not be the relatively quiet year that 1921 was. But do we really want it to be? After lockdown, another crazy year would be much more exciting.